Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You guys, what she has just shared is powerful. But you responded like, you know, she quote, you know, your father-in-law called and you quoted him, said, I'm going to reward. Do you understand? And that happens after they had put the issue before God. Do you understand what that means? Anyway, maybe you're not a church of, you know, of shouting, but it is so serious. Hallelujah. On, I think it was Friday. No, I think Thursday morning, you know. I dreamt. Meanwhile, I bring you greetings from my daughters, okay? Eden and Abigail. Okay, they were like, say hi to everyone. We are going to miss them. Actually, as I left, they cried. Okay, Eden and who? Abigail. Okay, mark my words. Eden and Abigail. Okay, if you're a lawyer, you notice that a name is missing in that equation. Okay, I usually I take words very seriously. Yeah? And I'm always very careful what I say and how I say it. Amen. So I bring you greetings from Eden and Abigail. Glory be to God. Okay. Joanne and whoever you can report to me. Okay. Yeah. Gerard just said, oh, you're very smart. Have a good service. Okay. She didn't send you any words. Greetings. Hallelujah. Now on Thursday morning, I dreamt I was with a group of people who I don't remember, but I believe it was LAT, and we were in a hall, a large hall, and there was someone, like up front, this is called up front, now like you guys are there, I'm here, so what do you call here? Okay, in front, but in front, we can be here, but so what do you call this, where I am? Stage. Yeah, kind of. That's better, actually. So anyway, there was someone at the stage. Okay, then I remember there was someone in this church who walked up to that person who I don't remember or I didn't see. Of course, I saw him because I was in the hall. But when I woke up, I didn't know who it was, you know. And so, so someone who is in this church walked up to that person and went to that, to him and asked for something. Okay? Asked for something which I remember, which I know, and the asker received. All right? The asker did what? Received. By the way, languages evolve, eh? You know, next year you might find yourself that asker is an English word. And you can find that 200 years ago, it was an English word, a proper English word. Okay? But anyway, so the asker received. And then so as he that had received walked back to the rest of the crowd, okay, we all looked at him and were like, wow, he has been so bold. You know, like that move of them going up front and asking and he receiving, we're like, wow, the guy has been so bold to ask. Okay? So, of course, when I woke up, I remembered the scripture, which says that, go before the throne, boldly, go before the throne and, you know, ask for grace and what? Mercy, to help in time of need. Okay, so anyway, I realized that actually that dream was in sync with what we are sharing, that this is a season to be rewarded, okay, and we have a part to play in that, okay, and our part is to ask, to boldly go before the throne of grace. And that's what this guy did, boldly. and he received. So this was on Friday after the sermon on Sunday. Glory be to God. So that also made me realize that, hey, what I shared on Sunday is for real. Glory be to God. Of course, before that day, Christine Mujimba had shared her dream. You read it by email. Then I also had mine or someone in this church, and actually called up that individual and I told them the dream I had had concerning them. Glory be. So I believe the person up there, you know, on the stage was the Lord. You understand? Glory be to God. Now she has shared something very powerful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Of course, these things make me feel nice that, you know, I hear from God at times. All right? I dream. No. The word came without a dream. Okay? It was just a what? Inner witness. Hallelujah. So, people, God wants you to ask. Glory be to God. God wants you to ask. Go ask him for anything. Okay? If he thinks that one is off, what he will let you know and he will tell you about, you know, ask for this. Do you understand? Ask. Glory be to God. Okay? Glory be. He wants to reward you. You have been faithful. Hallelujah. Even during the last 6 months, okay? According to the Father, you were faithful. You did a great job. Hallelujah. Please ask, okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Christine shared her testimony, okay? It should have convinced some of you that this thing is for real. Okay, Joanna shared hers, you know it. Okay? Glory be to God. Good to see all of you. All right? Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. I think the person I've seen most during this time, maybe Sam, but I think it might be Kunda. Glory be to God. Okay, that little girl. She has a dancing, whatever, at my house. Why she comes and she knows that place is for what? Dancing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Okay? Billy, I'm serious. I'm so happy to see you. There's some of you who think Pastor doesn't care about anyone. Why? Just, you know, he just wants us to obey the commandments. But aside from that, he really doesn't care. He's like, you know, there's someone in this church who took me out, I think shortly before COVID, okay? Took me out to some place, you know, but it told me eat anything, all right? And as we ate, the person began to tell me that, you know, I love church members, arm's length. I keep you there, what? I just like. Did that person even say love? I say relate over with arms, as in be there, me here. Well, I don't know if that is true. That is their what? Assessment. I don't know if they had a dream where God is saying, that pastor of yours, glory be to God. But I really love you people. And sometimes I get to know things which have come in dreams, which might not be mine. They might be from Tamil people. And, you know, and I would want to call you up and warn you. I tell you, man, Cholimo, you know, but sometimes I what? Yes, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, there's a dangerous what? Revelation that came in COVID. Okay? But it will be shared in what? In due time for some of you, not for all of you. Most of you won't get to hear it. Okay? Yeah, glory be to God. Just to warn you, not actually to warn you, to just tell you to go and pray to God. Okay? And ascertain whether those things are true that you hear. Then what? You sort yourself out. Amen? Glory to God. So the worship team was wonderful. Amen. The worship was wonderful because of the worship team. Let's give them a big hand clap. Hallelujah. God is good. God is what? God is good. And we sang that song, didn't we? Yeah. Meanwhile, you all know that our Andrew Ukulovia will be wedding very soon. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, Andrew is getting married. Glory be to God. Who are you getting married to? Gloria. Yeah, Gloria Katsime. Please come up. Give her and them a big high five. Yes. The wedding, the intrine is in December. Yes. And the wedding, December or Jan? December also. So that is how many months from now? Around 2.5 months from now. Glory be to God. We are happy for you. Okay, we have singers. Hallelujah. We have uncles, kojas. Okay. Yes. Marriage is a good thing, isn't it? Okay. And if you do good stuff for your father-in-law, you'll get a what? A reward. Glory be. So we are excited, amen? We are excited, amen? Meanwhile, like I told you, please contribute financially to Andrew and Gloria's wedding. Amen? Andrew has been faithful to us. Okay? I think you are here in month one of LAT. Isn't he? Anyway, he was here. Glory be to God. Yes, he's been faithful. He's, very faithful. I wish all people were like Andrew. All Christians, were like Andrew. Okay? I'm telling you. Do you know, there's a scripture which says, it is in Proverbs, brother, you should be holding hands, okay? As you stand there. Just holding hands, yeah. You know, this is our first post-COVID wedding, so it's supposed to be a celebration, okay? I don't want to start whatever scripture, yeah? Glory be to God. We have to first take you umpola umpola, you understand? Yeah. There's a scripture in Proverbs which says that many a man claims unfailing love, but a faithful man who can find. You know that scripture? It is somewhere 27 or 29, in Proverbs. Many a man claims unfailing love. Okay? Like you tell God, I love you, Okay? But then it says, but a faithful man who can find. Glory be to God. But it is rare to find someone who's faithful. Like at what they do, at their work, It's rare, very rare, I'm telling you. And you know that, isn't it? Well, you don't know it. You know that, However, as far as LAT is concerned, all of you have been faithful. That's why you're going to be rewarded of God. All right? So you are among the rare people in the world, in Christendom, who are faithful. Okay? And top on that list is people like Andrew. Glory be to God. So I haven't said top on the list is only Andrew. I say top on the list is people like. Glory be to God. Because there's Juliana, there's Joanne, there's all of you. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. What tribe is your wife? There's something I want to share, which will make the service also exciting. She's a Mtoro. Okay, you go back and sit. Amen? Give them a big hand. Can't they? But please give them money. Hallelujah. Okay? Last night, someone sent me money, and I've been, since sometime last year, this year, either in February or March, every coin I get, I tithe, and I take off 10% also for the land fund, our land, every man a year. So now, yesterday night, I also added Andrew. Glory be to God. So that by the time December comes, and I'm faithful at keeping dimes which are not mine. Glory be to God. So, yes, we began last night, Andrew. And I can tell you the amount, but I can't give it to you now. It's little I've begun. It's saving towards December. It was 100K, land fund, 100K, Andrew, 100, you know, very serious, eh? You know, I have to, man, to give big to Andrew's what? Wedding. Because he's a faithful man, amen? Glory be to God. The reason why I asked for the tribe, but I knew it, okay? She doesn't look a typical Mtoro, okay? Which brings me to what I want to say. My dad, you all know, my dad, okay, was a Mtoro. And and my wife, most of you think that my wife is a Mchiga, but she's not. The truth is, you know the truth, okay? The truth is, the parents came from Rwanda many years ago. And so, at my intro, I think on the day of my intro, my dad, told me that there is a clique of rich Batoro men. A clique of Batoro in Fort Poto. And he said that the common denominator, okay, among all those what? Those rich guys in Toro, is that when they get to marry, they all marry Banyaranda women. And then he said, and you have joined them. There's a clique, they know them in Toro, some guys, okay? They call it, but when it comes to what? All of them. And then you say, and now you have joined them. Okay? So someone asked that, so does that mean your dad was indirectly telling you? Anyway, glory be to God. Amen? So, yes, Andrew, you have what? You have, probably you have joined them. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, we are grateful to God for this service. We are grateful to God that we're back. Okay? Yes, to continue from where we ended, in giving glory to God. That is why we exist as LAT. To give glory to God. To give the best we know how to God. Hallelujah. Okay? All of you have been in LAT for a long time, and we know that we are not up to anything else. Okay? The pastor is not up. It's not about money. It's not about him. We're not about fame. Glory, we're not about show. We're not about anything. Okay? We are about the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? And we should continue that way. Glory be to God. We should continue how? That way. All about the Lord. Whatever we do as a church, first and foremost, it should be because we want to please the Lord. Hallelujah. And if we do that, if we continue that way, we shall never fall. All right? On the contrary, we shall grow in the Spirit from glory to glory. Hallelujah. And of course, we shall continue receiving rewards. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, since this is the first time we are meeting again after so long a time, we want to remind ourselves of the simple things that have made us great in the eyes of the Father. Okay, you all know the dreams that have been coming over the years, how well we are doing. Now, you've just gotten a confirmation that, okay, we've been doing well and the Lord is going to reward us, okay? So, we want to remind ourselves as we resume our meetings and our work unto the Lord, we want to remind ourselves the simple things, okay, that have brought us, to the level where God has said that you're doing a great work and I'm pleased with you. Glory be to God. Very simple things, and you know them, eh? All right? Remember, this service is not supposed to be what? You know, to cause you headache. Glory be to God. Okay? The simple things. And those simple things are our DNA. Glory be to God. Those simple things are our what? Our DNA. Okay? I tell people, eh, that it is so easy, eh, to be well-pleasing to the Lord. You don't have to complicate life. You don't have to complicate anything. You don't have to know, I don't know how many mysteries. You understand? It is so easy to please the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay, so today we are quickly going to go through our DNA. Just remind ourselves what has brought us this far and to continue doing those things. Hallelujah. Amen? Say amen.
Amen.
Yes, you should also have said amen to giving Andrew money. All right? Yes. Hallelujah. So I made Alan help made us slides last night and this morning because, you know, he likes all things and knows how to do them real quick. I didn't have time to do them. So I needed someone to grab, eh, to do them. The first person I called didn't pick up, and I'm sure they are glad that they didn't what? Or pick my, because it was coming like to 9 p.m. in the night, and they had to do this work. Okay? So, we are his temple. Whose temple? God's temple. Okay? We are his temple of great magnificence and fame and splendor. In the sight of all the nations. That's what we are as LAT. We are his what? His temple. Okay? It was 2nd November, the year 2000. I was in medical school. And the Lord told me, okay, on that day, that a day will come when I will build him a house. And that house will be of great fame and splendor and magnificence in the sight of all the nations. Glory be to God. And 14 years later, in 2014, he told me that I should begin building that house. And this is a house that we have been building for the last how many years? For the last 6 years. Glory be to God. Open your Bibles. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 says that you also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Okay? You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house. So you are the spiritual house that is being built. You understand? You are that temple, or we are that temple, which is going to become of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Glory be to God. Amen? Whether you believe it or not, and you don't have to believe it, by the way, whether you want it or not, this scripture, is going to pass. It is going to come true. You understand? This church, LAT, is going to become of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. Okay? Alright? But the most important thing here is that we are his temple. Okay? This temple, this house, LAT, is for the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay? And that's why everything we do has to be for the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? everything we do. Okay, must be for the Lord. We are going to give Andrew money for his wedding because it is of the Lord. He's one of us, isn't it? Okay, we gave Esther and Bruce money. Hallelujah. One day, I think Andrew, rather Bruce, testified and said that the most money he got for their wedding was from LAT. Glory be to God. All right? Now, that sounds great, man. For someone to say, man, the most contributions, financial contributions for my thing were from is, yeah, now that was wonderful. Hallelujah. And no one should beat us at what? When it comes to Andrew's what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Mwizo gamba kati, otusaku pressure. But at least I'm putting you on pressure on something which is not mine, you understand? And I'm not saying kati sente, muziwele is a pastor. Sente muziwele is a pastor. I just you are Andrew. No. Okay, deal with Andrew. Hallelujah. So we are his temple of great magnificence. And then he says that we are in 1 Peter 2:5. He says that you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house. Hallelujah. We're reminding ourselves of the things that have made us great in the sight of the Lord. Amen. And it is just our DNA. Okay. So we love God. Let's say it's together. We love God with everything in us, and we also love one another as he has loved us. Glory be to God. Luke chapter 10, from verse 25, it says, and behold, a certain lawyer. Okay, by the way, these lawyers were not our lawyers, amen? These lawyers were guys who were well-versed with the law. You understand, eh? The word of God. Okay? They were experts, eh? Okay? Experts what? In the law of God. So it says, and behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him. Tested Jesus, saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Okay? Many of you ask yourselves, what should I do to inherit eternal life? And the answer we give is, just believe in Jesus. All right? Just do what? Yeah. And that answer is right, eh? Okay? However, we should also consider what Jesus himself, the author of that eternal life, what he said. He says that. So anyway, verse 26, Jesus said to him, what is written in the law? I mean, you're the lawyer, you're the expert. Okay, what is written in your law? What is your reading of it? So he, the lawyer, answered and said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he, Jesus, said to him, you have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. Do this and what? What was the question? What was the question? Verse 25. Okay. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And what did Jesus say? Well, Jesus says, do this and you will live. Do this and you'll have eternal life. Do what? Okay, do verse 27. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. It's amazing that, and it is sad, eh, that we tell people to get saved, but we don't tell them also this. That borokoka onokwagala mkamba, onokwagala your neighbor, you know, and you have eternal life. It seems like there's a generation which knew that. There's a generation which knew that. Because I remember, and to this day, by the way, there are people who know that, who are not saved. Okay? Because I remember you would preach to someone like a grown up, eh? Tell them, you know, get saved. What? Then the girl would say, you say, see that, you know, eh? And they would fear to get saved because they are like, there are things which are still what? Doing and say, they say, for me, if I get saved, but now this, I'm still doing this, I'm still what? Okay? So, of course, there are responses were not right, but you could see they had the understanding that when you get saved, when you accept Jesus, your life, your behavior is supposed to change for good. Do you understand? Eh? Then there came the new kids on the block, the us, who began to think, no, it doesn't matter. Heaven is what? It doesn't matter. The blood. But there are guys who knew this, eh? And they're still there. And I misled many, I myself. Eh? That's why I understand this, this area very well. Okay? So now when, you know, would read a scripture like that, which says, with Jesus saying that, do this and you have eternal life. Which was contrary to our just believe. Huh? The explanation was, this was before the cross. Jesus hadn't yet what? Died, gone to the cross. Alright. I'm telling you, and you know these things and most of you have said them. Okay? However, anyway, when you even read after the cross, you find Paul saying the same thing. Hallelujah. So anyway, as LAT, we love God with everything in us, and we also love one another as we love ourselves. Amen. We are not perfect, okay, but we, by the grace of God, are striving to get there. Hallelujah. And it seems like you've done this well. That is why the Lord wants to reward you. Glory be to God. There's some of you who operate like, okay? There wouldn't be rewards if we hadn't done this. Do you know that? God doesn't reward wickedness. He doesn't. But if he says, ask, you've done well, it means we've done well on this. Glory be to God. And we should continue. Glory be to God. Amen. And in addition to getting rewards, we shall also get eternal life. We have eternal life and we're also going to get what? Eternal life. Hallelujah. Okay. Eternal when Jesus comes back. Glory be to God. That is why the next slide, okay, we talk about that we look forward to our soon coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? He is coming with eternal life. Okay? Not for everybody. Okay? But for those who have been doing Luke chapter 10, verse what? 27 or 26. Loving God and loving their neighbors. Hallelujah. We look forward. Personally, I look forward. Okay? Many Christians don't look forward to the coming of the Lord. I'm honestly looking forward because it's going to put an end to many things. I don't know why people don't want Jesus to come back. Okay? And some of you, the way you're looking at me, temwagala. Okay. Why? Why don't you want Jesus to come back? Have you read the greatness, the goodness that is going to be in those 1,000 years? Why don't you want Jesus to come back? Honestly. Glory be to God. Some of you are saying, I would have wanted to attend the intro of my daughter. my daughter's intro, what? And just say that you won't attend it. There will be intros even during that time. Do you understand? Who says you won't attend your daughter's what? Intro. Okay? You will join if you want. You will join that what? That clique of rich guys in Toro. Hallelujah. Amen? We look forward, and you've been saying it for the last, I don't know how many years, this. And God believes you, that you look forward to what? The coming of the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Titus chapter 2, from verse 11 it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Okay? Looking for the what? The blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So how do we do that? By, okay, denying ungodliness, verse 12, and worldly lusts, okay, living soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Okay, so the Jesus who we are waiting for, who is returning soon, when he comes, these people who are waiting for him, by living righteous lives, by living soberly, by denying ungodliness and worldly lust, those are the people who are going to enter the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. That is how we wait for the, we don't wait for the Lord, you know, we don't eagerly wait for him by going on the internet and we read about all the end times things. You know, you can read those and you see, this is one of the problems I have with end time preachers. Okay? They never talk about living right. They just say, Kachuraba, you know, Dubai, UAE, Qatar, they are what? An agreement with Israel, you know, all those things. So, Jesus is coming back, get ready. But they never, by the way, very few of them tell you what getting ready means. The way they preach is say, get ready by believing that Jesus is coming back. So get ready, Jesus is coming back, get ready. Now, what does that mean? Get ready, Jesus is coming back. By the way, almost all of them, the popular ones, almost all of them never are not telling us to live righteous lives. Okay? In fact, they even say, so go and preach to people so they can get, they can accept Jesus. And it stops there. Okay? You see, as in, so this end time thing, it is just so you find Jesus is coming back, Jesus is coming back, but now Jesus is coming back. And it stops at that. Okay? But, okay, we're supposed to wait for him by what? Doing that. Titus 2, chapter 11, verse 13. Hallelujah. Amen? So, and you see, anyway, you understand what I'm saying? I hope this thing is not making you sad. Okay? There are some of you who look sad. Okay? But when you tell people that Jesus is coming back, also add that, and by the way, he's coming back for those who are living for him. Not just those who believe in him, but those who, by the way, believing is a verb. Do you know that? Just like love. Love is a what? Love is a verb. Do you know what a verb is? You know I'm doing homeschooling? Okay? Homeschooling. Oh, yeah. But it has helped me. First of all, I'm like, did I really go to primary school? A verb, a conjunction, a what? presupposition, what, a pronoun. Okay? So, yes, do you know what a verb is? Okay? A verb is a doing word, is an action word. So love is a verb. Love is not a thing what you just what? Keep in the heart. You ask Andrew. By now they must have taught him. Chicks have a way of teaching. Chicks have a way of what? Of teaching guys. Okay, that love is a doing what? A guy just chills, he's watching football, you know. He's like, I mean, you know that I love you, I mean. Okay? I said, I don't have to be with you. I don't have to, I have a match with the boys, what? I said, no. Okay? Chicks have a way. By the time you walk to the altar, you must have learned, they must have taught you, whether you want it or not, that love is a what? Is a verb. Okay? Okay? You single guys, you're laughing, but your day is coming for you to be taught. And that school is not an easy what? An easy school. Be taught. Okay? And the ladies are right, because even the Bible says that. Do not love just in word and, and in tongue. He said that love in truth and in sincerity. Okay? Deeds. The scripture we talk about deeds. Okay? So loving God means you do what he wants you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Mark, you must have attended that school. Of love is a what? A verb. Passing that school is another thing, but at least you attend it. Glory be to God. Huh? You what? However hard you are. By no queen, Samuji. Mark, say amen. I know there's a what? The father of that little girl behind there. Okay, has attended what? That school. Even your pastor. Okay? Whether your pastor has passed or not, that's another thing. But the good thing I know that school exists and you cannot dodge it. Glory be to God. Gloria, isn't that so? It is so. Love. Man, it's like that word has never existed. Okay? Yes, glory be to God. So we love God by doing this, and those are the people who God is what? Is coming to take home. Amen? Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23 says that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven, he who loves me. Okay, remember, love is a what? A verb. Love is a doing word. Okay? That's why even Jesus is saying, he who does the will of God. Okay? Young man, love is a what? Doing what? It's a verb. By the way, I'm preaching to myself, amen? Thank God my wife is not here to say that. I hope you're listening to your words. Huh? Glory be to God. There's a girl there who wants to look at me. Okay? But the wife is cheering. He's like, continue on that point. Okay? Many will come to me in that day. Okay? They will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? You see, these people are Christians. That's why they even call Jesus Lord. Okay? And they cast out demons in whose name? This is not talking about false prophets. Because false prophets are working together with demons, okay? Now, these guys were real. They said in the name of Jesus, and the demons responded and left. So these are preachers. Okay? Great preachers. Your heroes. The only guys you watch on TV. Alright? Hallelujah. These, you know, in those, again, these are the scriptures which we used to twist when we are in the hyper grace camp. Say, no. But not everybody locally. These were false prophets. Okay, anyway. So, and then you see they did wonders. In whose name? In the name of Jesus. Okay, verse 23. Jesus says that, and then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I never knew you. Okay? I didn't have a relationship with you. Okay? You didn't love me. You understand? Eh? How, you know, you didn't love me because you didn't do what I what? What I told you to do. Remember, love is a what? It's a verb. Eh? It's a doing word. Okay? So these things of saying that, legalism, what's the other word? Legalism, being works, you think you'll be saved by works, what? I've told you love is the what? And then, instead of loving God by doing what they did other things, okay? They practiced. Well, practice is also a what? A verb, all right? Practice is a what? Practice can be a verb, it can also be a what? I'm doing homeschooling, two kids, okay? So they practice lawlessness, okay? Lawlessness, okay? Instead of practicing the law, they didn't practice the law. That's what it means by what? Lawlessness. Which law? And it just means that there are things we're supposed to obey. There are some laws we're supposed to what? Are you listening to me? But Elliot has had these things over and over, so you know what? All right? Okay? This salvation thing, don't play with it. Don't play with it. The reason why I got to realize that I'd been deceived by preachers I loved so much. But one of those preachers, one time they put me on what? A camera. When I was blowing for them. Here in Uganda, of course, it was, anyway, so in 2007, I think, 2007 or 2006, okay, one of those preachers was supposed to come to the country, okay, but they didn't come. And they're supposed to come at this church here in Intinda, VCC. They didn't come. And man, we're all excited. Our guy is coming. I get to Messiah Uganda, the grace of God. You know, eh? So he didn't come, but he sent his assistant. Okay? Now, so when they said, man, I was there. I was on the front row. Because, you know. So, anyway, so the guy preached these things. Very fire. He has explained to me that verse. Okay, before the cross, well, you know, eh? All right. So, anyway, so at the end, you know, people, he was standing outside the, you know, the church. So, guys were coming, you know, to say thank you to him. Thank you so much for blessing us, you know. Then others had questions, eh? Okay, questions. They're like, now the other verse. The other one. And so, when my turn came, I told the guy that for me, I don't want to ask anything. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank God for the other guy. His boss. I want to thank. When the guy had that, he called his camera guy. He's like, aha, look in the camera. I'm the only one, eh? Other guys were asking, Bamtawan, yeah? But for me, I came, I don't understand. I just want to, I'm so grateful, eh? The guy said, cameraman, yeah? The guy said, now look in the camera, you know? And say what you want to say. Glory be to God. So I'm known in some world, rather in some country, by a very famous preacher. One of, if not the leading false grace what? I'm known, but they know that I left that camp. I've never told you that story. Barnes is a cameraman. And they too, flew the plane with my what? My story. My testimony. There's not a guy who was recorded in that place. Okay? The simple things that have made us great in the sight of God. All right? We're supposed to continue these things. Hallelujah. All right? Simple things. Glory be to God. Okay? The next one is, we bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth. Okay? Before God told me that I would build him a house that would be of great fame and magnificence, you know, months earlier, he had told me, because I remember it was 29th June 2000. Okay? He had told me that he will make me a light for the Gentiles that I may bring his salvation to the ends of the earth. Okay? I'm quoting the Bible I used to read at that time, which was NIV. And the Lord used that scripture. Hallelujah. Okay, now when the church began, okay, we did our best to do evangelism. We went to Chambogo like for 2 years, door to door. You remember? Okay? Door to door, man. Lydia was among them. She would leave work. I think even Judith, did you ever come? But Sandra was there, you know, door to door, okay, preaching. Then, then we finished the first year. Then later he told us, go back again. Because at where you are, Pia was there. We did not only the halls of residence, but also hostels. We did all those hostels around Chambogo. Okay? Then I remember we were left with 2 hostels. We just needed 1 week to finish all of them. Okay? And a dream came. Okay, there were 2 dreams. And God told us, stop. Okay? Imagine we're doing a great work. Okay? And the Lord said, now, stop. Just stop. Leave that hostel. I don't know why. I'm curious why he told us to stop. Because we're doing evangelism. But he said, stop. Maybe he knew that, I don't know. Or maybe the devil had laid for us something there. I don't know. But anyway, we stopped. Okay? And before we stopped, one day I had a dream. Okay? So this is, I'm talking about 2015, I think. Okay? I had a dream. Remember, those were the days before Elvis fell, sadly. So I had a dream. And in this dream, I was with Elvis and Anthony Muhumuza. He's a pastor of a church called Amazing Grace, okay? So we are the 3 of us, okay? And then I heard Anthony telling Elvis, okay? Telling him that there is no person in Uganda who has outdone the evangelism Robert Kayanja did in this country. Okay? The only person who has beaten Robert Kayanja at evangelism in this country is Pastor Moses. Glory be to God. By that it meant all of you. Okay? So, mwekubire mungaro. Don't act like... But most of you have heard of that dream before. Those who are, he said that this now. Why did God use Anthony to say that? It's because Anthony was first at Miracle Center. You understand? Miracle Center. And therefore, he knew Kayanja very well. Okay? And I think was a pastor there, isn't it? Yes, was a pastor there. So, and he used to tell us that they used to go with Kayanja in different places of the country to preach. Okay? Evangel. Now, so God uses this person who knows RK, okay, and says, okay, that in the entire country, Okay? I am the only one who has beaten Kayanja, as in outdone him, as far as evangelism is concerned. Glory be to God. Now, what did we do? Did we go around the country? Like, okay, no. We just did our portion. And our portion, we did it. You guys, if you are there, the way we did that evangelism, you've never seen high-level organization. You understand that? We used to, Alan was, you remember, we used to go each room. We had teams, okay, two, okay, those. And when we knock at the door and people are not there, we record it. So the following day, we go back to those doors as we continue there. It was so, an excellent work. Glory, we did it. And then God told us, stop. In fact, that was the second dream. The first dream, I think, by that time you had traveled. Yeah, you were around when we did, and then you traveled to become a better lawyer. Okay, a lawyer of the Torah. Yeah, but the first dream was, I had a dream, and in this dream I was playing chess. Okay, you know I'm a chess player. I told you all my things in the chess club in Smack. Did I tell you how I played guys' dimes? Chess captain. So anyway, I was playing chess, okay? So I was playing chess against two individuals. Okay, the two individuals were Grace Rubega and Isaiah Mbuga. Okay, so there were two brains against one. Okay, chess. And I hammered them. All right? And the dream ended. So I knew God was saying, because those guys at that time had gone to, they were doing universities, and they had done Chambogo. So now God was saying, you have, as in, your work is much better than what two fellows are doing. And at that time, we were just a small church, okay? And I remember, maybe there are some guys in church who would give us money for evangelism, because some people would come, but they needed transport back home. Okay, so anyway, okay, but the Lord told us to stop. Okay, recently, I was at Chambogo. Okay, my permits, I lost my driving permit, so I had to go to the bank and pay money and then go to that place, First Technology, you know. So while I'm at Chambogo, at the bank, before I drive down, the Lord told me that just as you stopped, just before you finished, okay, this work, okay, just as you stopped, just before you finished the evangelism, this is what you should also do with being on radio. Okay, I want you to stop now. I know it is a short time before churches resume, and I want you to stop. Immediately, I wrote to this guy and said, we are getting off radio. Okay? And this, But the Lord said, just as you did years ago, and I made you to stop just before you finished, I want you to do the same thing. Stop. Get off radio. Why? I don't know. Okay? 2 days later, I had a dream. And in the dream, basically I knew God was saying, thank you for getting off radio. We're doing a great work for the nation, isn't it? Telling guys, all right, but God was like, you've done your work, you've done, now stop. Why? I don't know. But we did. Anyway, so we bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth. Amen? I believe a time will come when he will let us do more work in the country, okay, and in the nations. All right? That area, we have kind of been dormant, okay? But it is the Lord who told us to stop. Hallelujah. It is immortal, and remember, we do what he tells us to do. Means all continuing to be out of zeal, and you get into trouble. When God says, I told you. Okay, so we did what? We stopped. just as we stop this. Amen? Hallelujah. Next, we are led by who? By the Spirit of God. Okay, and by Him we prophesy, see visions, and dreams. You know those scriptures. Amen? We are led by what? By the way, now it is true, we are led by the Holy Spirit in whatever we do. Okay? Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Alright? Now that is true. Okay? People are supposed to be led by the Spirit. How? In our witness, dreams, in visions, okay? And in other ways, okay? By the Spirit. Okay? However, last year, as I read the Bible now with what? With unveiled eyes. Okay? That's when I got to realize that first and foremost, the scripture was talking about something else. First and foremost. It was talking about, do you want to know what it was talking about? We talked about it last year, and I wrote a word for the week. Okay? Let's begin verse 12, I think, okay? It says that, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. Okay? We are debtors, not to live according to the flesh. Living according to the flesh is basically a sinful life, okay? We are debtors not to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, okay, you will live. Okay? Okay? If you live according to the flesh, you practice sin, you will die. Paul is writing to Christians. You won't have eternal life. By the Spirit, by what? The Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. That is what Jesus says. If you love God, if you love your neighbor, you will live. Luke chapter 10. Okay? Then it comes to verse 14. Then it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit. So what is that leading by the Spirit? What does it mean there by being led by the Spirit? Okay, the answer is in verse 13. By the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body. Do you understand? You will live. They say, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Alright? Those who walk with the Holy Ghost, those who walk with the Spirit, okay, to live righteous lives, they are the sons of God. Do you understand? And that means that those who do otherwise are not the sons of God. Christians who do otherwise are not the sons of God. Do you understand? And you read that scripture. This is what it means by being led by the Spirit. Because in Ezekiel, I think chapter 37, God had given a promise, okay, that a day will come when I'll put my Spirit in you, okay, and then I will cause you to obey my statutes. Do you understand? So now the Spirit comes, is in us, to do what? To make us, walk according to the statutes of God. Do you understand? When I finish Hillary told me a scripture which says the same thing in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 6, okay? Open there. 1 Corinthians 6. It is so good to read the Bible with unveiled what? So that you don't mislead people about that it's okay. I remember, when I just got in this car, I had to go to City Tires to change tires. Eh? Then I met a lady there. She was a manager. Eh? So we began to jazz. She was Kenyan. So we talked about Kenya, what, you know. Then I said, you know, are you saved? She said, well, I don't know. I think I'm not because, but I was saved a long time ago, but now I don't think I'm saved. Now I don't think I'm saved because I'm like, what? You got saved when? You are saved. No, don't care about their things. As in, you're going to heaven. The blood, you know, Calvary, what? You know, but I told the chick, it didn't matter. Now, you see, the chick burned before she knew that man. My life. She didn't tell me what she was doing, but I could suspect, you know. She told me, you know. I told her, what? You got saved, right? She told me, don't even worry. You are what? You are kawa. To this day, I think about that chick and I'm like, you know, okay? So, 1 Corinthians 6, 2 Corinthians. I don't know if this is a good way to post what? Or COVID. Okay? To 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse what? Verse 17, what does it say? Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 says, therefore, come out. He's talking to Christians. Do you understand? Okay? That guy, about recording, okay? The guy says that there is a chapter in the Bible, in the New Testament, 1 John 1. The guy says 1 John 1 was not written to Christians. You know that chap? One of the leading what? Even the other guy, the second, you know what? Who you love so much. They all say that 1 John chapter 1 was not written to Christians. The reason why they say that, because that chapter had things which messed them up. Say, no, it was written to Gnostics over what? You know, any some fellow. Yeah? The communication to the Christians begins in chapter 2. Kati mu New Testament yamwe, mulimu ebintu, biba wandikira abantu abatali balokole. Can you imagine? I'm sure you've heard those, what? As in, that is how ridiculous these things are. Okay? So, here, you know, in your Bibles, written to Christians, Corinthians, these were Christians, Paul says, therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. These are Christians. So God is talking about now receiving Christians. I thought we were already in your hands, in the palm of your hand. So then I will receive you. Then he says, I will be a father to you. I thought you are my father. Say, no. If you stop doing those things, then I'll be a father to you. This is what Romans 8:14 says. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons, the children of God. Do you understand? And what does being led by the Spirit in that context? Okay, you read verse 13. Those who by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body. Do you understand? Is this a good way to have a fast service? Okay. But you see, what one you know, inherit it. Saving to no man, to no which one are serious. Okay? By the way, I've been preaching these things since last year. I don't know why God didn't get off my case. I know other things in the Bible, by the way, for your own information. I know other things in the Bible. But for some reason, God has made me stick on this thing. I know other things in the Bible. But I know other verses. I know other matters taught in the scripture. But for some reason, and I can't, by the way, do my own things and start to preach a bit to Benjagala. For some reason, God has kept me at this thing. Okay? I don't know why. But just in case you're tired of listening to me, you know all the verses I'm going to say. Botanica, you know, topic here, you're again, Akujira, this verse, you know. In case you're tired, Bambi, I'm letting you know that I'm a captive. I'm a captive. Honestly, I don't even... Now, today I just came to hear about the DNA. All right? But I think one of the reasons why God has kept me at this thing, obey the commandments, what, is because it is my calling. Okay? You remember that dream I had in 2000 what? The dream of Joyce Meyer and Creflo Dollar. 2006. Yes, I remember I was at school doing my master's. 2006. Okay? When I told Creflo Dollar, Joyce Meyer, I told her, I'd rather listen to you when you're preaching about love. But when it comes to prosperity, I'd rather listen to Creflo Dollar. Then Joyce Meyer told me that, young man, never separate those two things. Which two things? Love and prosperity. Okay? Now, at that time, I didn't really understand what love is. Because I was still in that clique. All right? I didn't understand that love is a verb. Okay, it is now of recent, now this is how many years later, 14 years, 13 years later, that I get to understand that, the reason why God has kept me at this thing of obeying the commandments is because I am preaching love. Glory be to God. I am preaching what? Your pastor is a love preacher. Glory be to God. Okay, I am both a prosperity preacher for uniform and also a love preacher. But you say, but you don't tell us about love. You know, you don't tell the guys to love us. You don't tell the what? The husbands to love their wives. There are some husbands. Well, I've just told them today. Okay, I've told your husbands that what? Love is a what? Is a verb. Glory be to God. You know, it is until recently that it dawned on me that I'm actually working in my calling. Okay? Preaching love. Loving God. How? By doing what he wants. Loving your neighbor. What does that mean? Do unto others what you would want them to do unto you. That's what love is. You do. If you don't want something to be done to you, don't do it to your neighbor. Do you understand? That is love. Okay? You don't have to tell a guy on the border that I love you. Okay? But just give him his dimes. All right? But for your wife, she wants to hear you. You know, chicks want to hear the word, and then they also want to see you giving evidence that you also understand that it is a verb. Glory be to God. Eh? Women are interesting, eh? They say, but you never told me that I love you. When did you last tell me? But you've been doing love, what? Actions. They say, yeah, but you never told me what, you know. Or you last told me about when. Then now you start to tell and then you stop doing that. Then they'll get you. Women. You just do all those things, but you've never, what? Hey. You just tell me, you just say you love me, but show it. It's a school, eh? Hey. You have to say and you have to do. Glory be to God. Okay, so, yes, have you seen it? Eh? I will be a father to you and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. If what? If you come out from among them and be separate and do not touch what is unclean. Have you seen it? This is in the New Testament. I'm sure those guys you like so much very soon will say, your chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 was not written to Christians. Like they have decided on 1 John chapter 1. A committee sat and they decided. So, don't bother reading 1 John chapter 1. Okay, so dreams. We believe in dreams, okay? Okay? And because we believe in them, that's why God speaks to us a lot in dreams. Hallelujah. All right? Dreams. Esther, the queen of dreams. Hallelujah. She dreamt. What did she dream? She dreamt that Jesus is coming back around 2034. Months later, she dreamt John the Baptist telling her the same thing. Okay, by the way, John the Baptist, when he came on the scene to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare for the coming of Jesus, for the manifestation of Jesus, he was preaching repentance from sin. You remember? He told guys, stop doing this, stop doing... That is how he prepared. And in these last days, as we prepare for the coming of the Lord, that is one of the messages, the key messages that has to come. Okay? Of repentance. Okay? So unknowing to you, I am actually doing a John the Baptist ministry, preparing the word of the Lord by telling people to turn from their sins. Okay? And it's amazing, in her dream, it is John the Baptist who came. Glory be to God. Okay? And by the way, don't think when you obey the commandments of God, you're going to be, ugrume, what, fake, you're going to be what, you're not going to be interesting, what, you're going to be broke. Who said, read the Old Testament. God said, if you do these things, I'll bless you. Do you understand? I'll bless you if you obey me. Okay? One of those guys who recorded me, Okay? All right, Deuteronomy 28. But this someone, I think it's supposed to be Kabozi. So let me take you there, because I'm telling you these things, and I'm sure you're going to meet guys who are going to tell you this. What nonsense? Deuteronomy 28. You know that that chapter of the blessing, up to verse 14 or 13, because they are after. The curses, and the curses are more, but they're up to 50 something. Six. So anyway, it says in verse 1 that now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God, and so it says, I'll bless you. But it says that if, all right? So this guy that I liked so much, taught me on TV, that now, that verse 1, Jesus fulfilled the if. The if in that verse was fulfilled by the Lord. So you don't have now to worry about anything about obeying the voice of the Lord. The if. Have you seen the if? I'll tell you what the if means, whether it is a conjunction or what. Okay? If was fulfilled by the Lord at the cross. Now, as a New Testament believer, when you read that verse, just don't care about the if. Just read the blessings. If Jiveko, verse 1 Jiveko. And I believe those guys, and I what? Said that nonsense. And it's amazing that God actually let me even begin a church, to start to be a pastor, when I still had someone messed up things. You can see God is what? He's gracious. He can say, okay, be your money, you can go, but just continue working with me, okay? Even as you continue to work with me in your pastoral work, I will correct you on some things, okay? Like I begin, I started to being a, I was like Museveni. Museveni, they say it, Museveni was a Marxist. Do you know what a Marxist is? These Marxists are very evil people. Do you know Marxism? Mumwabasoma history, no history and what? Economics. Okay, maybe they are not evil people, all of them, but the concept is very evil. And the guy who began it was a very evil man. So in Marx, now Museveni was a core Marxist. However, God wanted him to be the president of the country. Okay? And then he becomes president. He comes with these things, Marxism. But along the way, the guy changed. Of course, now there are those, what? Capitalism, rather Marxist, what? The tendency, like giving gloves to rather, what? Masks to everyone. On whose money? Do you know that's not right, by the way? For your own information. Free masks. Whose money? Do you know that they are getting that money from you? To give free. Now that is Marxism proper, or socialism. They get your dimes. Do you know why you're paying more taxes? Because they have to get money to give some people free stuff. By the way, we have grown up in this Uganda of knowing free things. That's why women can't see that some things are wrong. That is why taxes go up, because the government has to get money from somewhere to give to some people free things. The concept of steal from the rich to give to the what? I know you're angry with me, but you should understand this thing. It's not right. Do you know that? So if you are insisting that all children should be given free masks before they go back to school, don't complain when they increase the taxes. All right? Don't complain when they increase the taxes on sugar, the taxes you pay as you earn, because they have to get that money from somewhere. Do you understand? This whole thing of giving every... But I'm not a bad guy. You know that? I'm a giver. But this whole thing of giving every old person in your village, giving her 70K. Do you know where they're getting that money from? So when they read the budget and they tell you, we have increased the taxes on fuel. So in a taxi, you're going to pay more. Don't complain. You're the one who say that Avantu, Balino, Abakade, Balino, what? 70K every month. Where does government get that money from? They have to increase fuel, taxes. And they're doing that not because they love the Mukade in the village, but because they want those votes. And do you understand? Now that is Marxism. All right? And Museveni was that, but along the way he began to change it. They say that it is Mutebile who was put there to work on him. I don't know if it's true, but they say it was Mutebile who was put there to work on Museveni's head, on Museveni's what? Mind. To change him from a Marxist to a capitalist. A capitalist is your things are your things. If you want those free things, everyone to go in the best school in the country for free, okay? Don't complain when they go to your mother in the village and they say, now you have a hat, a kahat, so you're supposed to pay with taxes for that kahat every month. Your poor grandmother, you know? That thing, it's called what? The tax, you built your house. Okwewola, so it's mad. Rent is no longer on your case. But guys say, now you have to pay. In fact, where you built, you have a house, then you also have a boy's quarter. Those are two houses. Do you know that's what they're doing? Those are two. So you have to pay what? Double. Because those are two houses. Okay? So you understand this is what they do. But Margaret Thatcher said that Marxism is so evil that sooner or later the government will run out of free money to give. It will eventually, because you tax people, then the money will get finished, and what will you do now? You will come up with a crazy thing. All right? So, people, get off this, throw away this mindset of free things, free things, free things. If you want free things, if you want your mother to be given free things, if you want your dad in the village to be given a free things, then don't complain when taxes are hiked. Because that's where they're going to get the money to give away free things. Hallelujah. Have I ended on a bad note? All right? 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we are joyful what? Yeah. We are joyful givers. So we have no problem with giving. But giving should be done right, in the right way. You don't steal from the rich. That is why many African Americans vote the Democrats. Because the Democrats are going to give them free things. Okay? That is one of the reasons why apparently, you know, many couples in the U.S., black chicks, are, you know, they break up. Because if you're single, you get more money, more free money. Hmm? You know, so you're like, man, ogenda okchivala munga, it is better to be free, to be what? Single with your baby, single, you chuck the guy, so that government can give you more free money. Huh? And when they give you free money, you don't work, you can't think. So they have kept blacks poor because of that thing, free stuff. Hmm? And they're giving them free stuff, not because they love them, but because they want the votes. Who will you vote? A guy who gives you free stuff, or a guy who tells you, I won't give you anything, but I'm going to make sure that the environment is such that you'll be able to work and get some money. Who will you vote? Most probably the guy who has given you what? Hallelujah. So, but for us, we are joyful what? Givers. 2 Corinthians chapter what? Chapter 9, verse 6 to 8. It says, by this I say to you, he who sows sparingly, and you sow what you haven't stolen, all right, will reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. Okay, and for that matter, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. All right? In 1998, I had an audible voice of God. I was at the university. Audible voice. Okay, I was waking up, you know, getting out of bed. I was alone in the room. My roommate had gone to shower. And I heard a voice. And the voice told me that if you joyfully obey the laws of giving and receiving, you will never see financial depression in your life. So, LAT, these are the things that have made us great, and we should continue doing these things. Amen? That we may continue to be great in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Sorry to keep you alert, but you all don't look like what? Like tired, I guess, because what? You're going to stop being a Marxist. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.